The new TV series Woke from Hulu is both trippy and prescient. In it, an African-American cartoonist has a moral dilemma.
Why is it that as people of color are always having to stand for something or, you know, say something in our work?
And boy, does he find out. Set in San Francisco, Woke also features an eclectic soundtrack with punk, hip-hop, and soul. A lovely day. NPR's Elizabeth Blair talked to the show's creator about the social conscience of this new comedy.
Early in the series, cartoonist Keefe, played by Lamorne Morris, is on a career high. His comic strip, Toast and Butter, has been picked up for syndication. He's all about keeping the strip light, until he experiences police brutality firsthand.
No, you got the wrong guy!
As he's pinned to the ground, he watches as his white roommate starts berating the police for trying to arrest the wrong man.
It's not fine. You're acting not right. Hey, don't you touch me.
Keefe can't believe his eyes. Later, he and his white roommate tell their other roommate what happened.
They should have shot you.
No. They didn't have to do that.
Well, they would have. You know, if he was black.
Woke is inspired by the life of cartoonist Keith Knight, who also co-created the series. He told me 20 years ago, when he was living in San Francisco, pretty much the same thing happened to him.
I had been doing strips about this for years before that, but this was when you see it played out in front of you and it's happening to you, your number comes up. It's a whole other thing. So it really made me double and triple down with what the work I was doing.
One of Knight's real police brutality cartoons is a drawing of an application to become a police officer. Under an image of a group of African-American men, it says, "What do you see in this picture? Sons, brothers, fathers, human beings, or target practice?" In the show, Keefe starts to see the world differently. He walks into a barbershop, long owned by an African-American, only to find it's been taken over by white hipsters.
But we kept the name and the soul of the place. Still got all the Ebony and Jet magazines.
And here's an example of how Woke is like a mix between the social satire in the movie Get Out and an edgy version of Sesame Street. Keefe declines the haircut. On the sidewalk out front, a trash can starts talking to him.
Down here, my brother. That's right. I'm a talking trash can. I got eyes. I got a nose. I can smell things. I stink sometimes.
Voiced by Cedric the Entertainer, the trash can wants justice.
I tell you what's wrong. Those man bun co-opting gentrifying devils. That ain't no barbershop in there.
Keith Knight says the talking objects are his cartoonist coming out. He once drew a cell phone telling a payphone, "We're going to take you out."
Like the idea of these inanimate objects being able to say things that the human characters can't say or won't say. So it was a way for us to comment on society without tying it to a certain character.
One of the human characters in Woke is the flip side of Keefe's moral crisis breakdown. His friend Clovis, played by T. Murph, warns him if he starts to use his cartoon to take on racial justice, he'll blow his chance to make a lot of money.
You gotta get a juice box, find a safe space. Whatever the you need to do to not be woke, you need to do it.
Woke co-creator Marshall Todd says Clovis is pointing out what a lot of black people who work for white corporations already know.
To be black, the real money lies in white people's comfort zone. That the more you can sort of entertain them without upsetting them, the more money you make.
This character, Keefe, reminded me of myself.
Actor Lamorne Morris is best known for the Fox sitcom New Girl. He says, like Keefe, he wants to become more politically active. But he also relates to Clovis, who wants to play it safe.
Like, bro, you're about to be rich. You're about to be this. Just save all the pro-black stuff until after you get this money. Like, you know, relax, like chill. There are people who feel that way, and at times I do too.
I feel like my character in the show is the Charlie Brown of activism.
The Charlie Brown of activism. Because, says Keith Knight, in Woke, as in life, whether you play it safe or take a stand, there are consequences. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.